Hello, I'm Eric Korman, Interim Co-CEO and Communications Director at League of Education Voters, and the parent of an eighth grader of the global majority in the public school system who is accessing special education services. In this podcast, we interview students, policymakers, partners, and thought leaders to spotlight education policies, research, and practices so that together we can create a brighter future for every Washington student. Jeremiah Audette is a sophomore at Rogers High School in Spokane Public Schools and a member of the Student Potential Youth Advisory Council, also known as SPIAC, which is part of the Investing in Student Potential Coalition that was created to design systems to give every learner what they need when they need it. Jeremiah, thank you so much for being here. And besides what I already shared, how would you like to introduce yourself?
Well, as you already know, I'm Jeremiah Audette. I am 16, a sophomore at Rogers High School in Spokane, Washington. I'm autistic. I'm trying to explain this in the best words I can. I've been able to pass a couple bills for better funding on special education.
Yeah, that's huge. It's definitely worth mentioning. Absolutely. So how did you become connected with League of Education Voters?
It's a funny story, actually. My mom was actually more connected to LEV than I was before I joined. She was helping me in my elementary years because stuff was happening. That's when I started advocating for myself, too. It started with the small stuff. When I got to middle school, I started advocating for the bigger type stuff. Special education, equity, and, you know, not having segregation in the classroom for people who think differently and people who think normally, which in my opinion, nobody thinks normally.
Well, along those lines, in your personal education journey, what has worked well for you and what hasn't worked so well?
Definitely the fact that I've been able to redefine the lines of what somebody with autism can and cannot do. Because not only does that bring victory to me, but I'm told it brings victory to a lot of other people in special education. We can do a whole lot more than what you think we can. And that goes into what has didn't work so well.
Mm-hmm.
In my elementary school, I was pushed beyond my breaking point. My second grade year, one of my better years in elementary. Who am I kidding? One of my only better years in elementary. It's like I've always said, with that elementary, I wouldn't have been the person I am today. Because of elementary, I am what most people call a phoenix. I rose from my ashes, and I am a beautiful creature who is doing beautiful things in the world.
Yes, I would definitely agree with the things that you're doing. You're such an amazing advocate, and I appreciate everything you do for Washington students and families. If you were in charge of our state's education system, and there were no budgetary constraints, what would you change?
What wouldn't I change is the real question. First of all, I'd get rid of the entire cap for special education.
Okay.
Because that seems like a stupid decision that was put in place because people were scared. Which I don't know why they were scared. But you can't fix the past. All you can do is fix the future. The other thing I would do is I would make it mandatory for every teacher to know how to co-teach. Because for you, the co-teach means you can teach A, more people, and B, you can teach one subject to one side of the class that is, you know, neurotypical, and you can teach to the other side who's not neurotypical, if you know where I'm going.
Yep, absolutely.
And third, I'd say bring back the junk food. No. Nobody wants that. You know, it's hard. Being a student for so long, you wonder, what could I do? The real question for me is, what shouldn't I do? Because you do one wrong move in the education system, it just crumbles to pieces.
So you would redesign it from the ground up? Is that what you'd like to do?
Redesign it from the ground up with certain things still in place. I'd redesign the foundation. So not only would there be better education, but there would be equity in education, not only for different races and different genders, but for different learning capabilities or different thought processes. Or it's kind of hard telling a young brainiac like my sister, you have to be at your rate of their class, who is just now learning multiplication when she has taught herself division.
Yeah, so meet every student where they're at.
Essentially.
I like that. So what do you envision doing after you graduate from high school?
Depending whether or not, if the military doesn't deny me, I will enlist in the Air Force, be in the Air Force for 4 years, go to college, get my psychology degree. This is going to get very controversial for most people. And then I will join the Space Force and be the very first autistic U.S. Space Force Guardian. I wanted to be the first U.S. Air Force fighter pilot with autism, but I can't get through my normal flight school without issues, so.
So aim for outer space.
And not for outer space, aim for other people's minds. Help them get through tough times.
Is there anything else you'd like to share?
But those of who are listening into this and thinking, I will never do anything great or are having a tough time, I came from a tough educational background. I was bullied a lot in elementary. I still am by myself. But it's not how the people who are bullying you treat you. It's how you treat your future. If you decide to just give up then and there, you basically told your bullies, you won, I give up. But if you decide to keep going and you decide to stand up, wipe the dust off your face, and get back in the arena of life, you will essentially be beating society and life's statistics at their own game.
Jeremiah Audet is a sophomore at Rogers High School in Spokane Public Schools and a member of the Student Potential Youth Advisory Council, or SPIAC. Jeremiah, thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure.
Thanks so much for listening. If you'd like to learn more about League of Education Voters or support our work, please visit our website, educationvoters.org.